Well, Mr. Caudle, I hope you're in a little better temper than you were this morning. There, you needn't begin to whistle. People don't come to bed to whistle. But it's like you. I can't speak that you don't try to insult me. Once I used to say you were the best creature living. Now you get quite a fiend. Do let you rest. No, I won't let you rest. It's the only time I have to talk to you, and you shall hear me. I'm put upon all day long, and it's very hard if I can't speak a word at night. Besides, it isn't often I open my mouth, goodness knows. Because once in your lifetime your shirt wanted a button, you almost swear the roof off the house. You didn't swear? Ha, Mr. Caudle, you don't know what you do when you're in a passion. You were not in a passion, weren't you? Well, then I don't know what a passion is, and I think I ought by this time. I've lived long enough with you, Mr. Caudle, to know that. It's a pity you haven't something worse to complain of than a button off your shirt. If you'd some wives, you would, I know. I'm sure I'm never without a needle and thread in my hand. What with you and the children, I'm made a perfect slave of. And what's my thanks? Why, if once in your life a button's off your shirt, what do you cry ow at? Or say once, Mr. Caudle, or twice, or three times at most. I'm sure, Caudle, no man's buttons in the world are better looked after than yours. I only wish I'd kept the shirts you had when you were first married. I should like to know where were your buttons then.